You're holding Daf Lametes Amad Aleph on top. We're in the middle of the Shala. What's the Machlokes, the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama? The Tanakama says if you shecht for a goy, so the shechit is ksheiro, and your blazer says that it's poisel. And again, the end of the Mishnah we had, the Beisah says it's kal v'chaim, that the shechit should be kosher, because the Savori is only the oived, his machshav kapasel. So Shala, what was the Machlokes? So first thing we want to say the machlokes is whether we say stamu machshav of a goy is the shem of Avodah Zarah. Then the Gemara said no. Ikud Yami said no, that even when we hear clear that the goy is mechash l'shem of Avodah Zarah, still it's a machlokes. That Tanakama sovar that when do we say ze mechash v'ze oived, that's only by bifnim, by karbonis. Avo b'chutz loy, by chutz you do not say that the oived, that the owner, his machshava should pass the korban, should pass the behemoth. Like over here, we're talking about you have a Yisrael making the shechita, just the animal belongs to a guy, and even though we hear the guy saying he wants it to be done, the shem of Yisrael, still the Tanakhama says that since it's not the shechit having that machshava, the shechit is kshera, and he yells, chutz mipnim lo yafinim. This is the topic of the Gemara now, the Flamites. Now on this, for Yosser Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer comes to say no, that you should know, Ya'alfina chutz mipnim, yes, we learn out chutz. That means a shchitas chulin from a shchitas kochim. And just like by shchitas kochim, that not only can the koyin have a machshava psula, the shasi doing the avoidus, but even the bailim can also have a machshava to pass on the korban. So here also the bailim, the owner of the animal, the goy, his machshava could make it into a korban, into a shchit l'shem avodah zarah. That's called like it's also b'hano. And at this, v'yosir Rabbi Yisrael, maybe now Mishnah Yisrael comes to say no, that afilu b'fnim, even by karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, nami ze mechashev ze oyved lo yamrinim, we do not say that the owner's machshava could pass on the korban. Only the oyved, only the one that's making the shechita, the kohen that's doing the avoda, his machshava could pass the korban, whether it's shloi l'shmo machshavas pigum. But the owner that's not doing the avoda, Rabbi Yisrael, even by karbonis, ze mechashev ze oyved lo yamrinim. Now the Gemara says, it may look like this. Ha sheichet es ha behema lizroik dom al avodis kechofim. Somebody shechted an animal, could be an animal of chulin, and he had in mind that lady plans to do his riko l'shem avodis kechofim. Or else lahakter chelbo l'avodis kechofim. He has in mind to burn the fats of this animal l'shem avodis zora. But right now, b'shah shchit, he didn't have this machshava. He didn't have the machshava that the shechit itself should be done l'shem avodah zarah. He only had in mind that now b'shah shechita, that later when he makes the zrika, when he burns the chalovim, that should be done l'shem avodah zarah. So Rabbi Yochanan Noma Psula, Rabbi Yochanan says yes, the animal now becomes like a zebach of an avodah zarah, and therefore it's also titis psula. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Shama Noma Teres, that right now the shechit is a kosher shechita, and therefore it's muta v'achila. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan no matzul Rabbi Yochanan says it's psul, and Rashi says it's even osa banom. Mechashven miavoido liavoido. The machshava that you have now b'shash shechita, that later you're going to make a zrik l'shem avoido zara, that machshava helps, and therefore that makes a psul avoido zara in the animal. So it's osa banom. And Rabbi Yochanan holds the yafinan chutz mipanim. We learn out the shechita by chulin, by regular animal, from the loch of panim of the korban. Now by korban, by the machshavas of tigul, that's the way it works. To b'shash, you make the zrika, you have in mind to make a zrika tomorrow or to do it the wrong place. So you see, b'shash one avoida, you could have a machshav on another avoida. So you learn out chutz mipanim. That's Rabbi Yochanan svara. Resh Lakish Shama no muter, Resh Lakish holds a smuta. Why? Ein mechashre mi avoid le avoid, you not learn out, you can't learn out, you machshava from one avoid, from shashchita, does not help that you plan to do an avoid later, l'shem avoid zara. And v'loi gamrina chutz mi pnim, we do not learn out, chutz mi neshchita v'chulin, from the avoid, from pnim, from a korban. As even though by korban we take say that b'shas the shechit you could have in mind to do a zrika tomorrow, and that will make a pigul, but that's only by korbanis by panim. But by chutz by shchita l'shem avoid the zorom, it's only if b'shas the shchita you have in mind now to be done l'shem avoid the zorom that's possible. If you only have in mind b'shas shchita later, you plan to make a zrika l'shem avoid the zorom, it does not passel the animal right now. The shchita is a kosher shchita. And the Gemara says, "V'yodlu tamayu that Yerbiyachin and Meshlokish go according to their reasoning. That tamayu, the Yitma will learn like this. The Gemara in Zvachim that what's going to be shochto lishmo lizroik domishlo lishmo. They shecht, let's say, a korban chatis, and b'shan shchita they had a moin. It should be done l'shem chatis. But now they had a moin though that later when they make this rika, they plan to do this rika shlo lishmo l'shem another korban." That by korban chatis shlo lishma pasels. So what's the locha? Reb Yechonon amar psula. Yes, the korban is posel. Even though you only had this machshava now b'shas shchita, you can be mechashav mi avoida li avoida. Reb Shimon ben Lakish amar ksheira. Even the korban is kosher. Even by kabonis we do not say mechashav mi avoida li avoida. What's the machlekes here? Reb Yechonon amar psula that the korban is posel. Mechashav mi avoida li avoida. Yes, by regular korban chatis, you machshava that you have b'shas shchita, that you plan to make a zrika later shleil lishmo, that machshav shleil lishmo is chal on the korban right now b'shas shchita, and therefore the korban is posel. And v'garmina mi machshav is pigel, that all korbanos learn out from pigel, just like by pigel that's the ikar machshava that b'shas shchita you have in mind later to make a zrika tomorrow. That's the whole case of pigel. So just like it helps by pigel, if you can also do it helps by any other machshava of a korban, that the machshava b'shas one avoida helps for another avoida. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Shom, he says no ksheira, that even by this korban chatis, even by korbanos he holds, the machshava does not pass on the korban. Why? Because he holds ein mechashvim yavoida l'avoida. That you have in mind now b'shas shchita to do this rika tomorrow, to do this rika shleil lishmo, so what? That machshava is not possible, since you did not think right now that the shchita should be done shleil lishmo. I by the machshava is pigul, it's like a chal. So shlokas sholds v'loy garminu machshava is pigul. You do not learn out of machshavas of kochim shleil lishmo from the machshavas of pigul. In other words, pigul is a special case. That's the gzeiras hakosev. That the only way you have pigul is if b'shas the shchita or b'shas the dalar avodis, you think about doing an achila tomorrow or doing it the wrong place. So that's the whole psul. Therefore, by pigul of chutzlum koyim, it's called the machshava. Ma'ashenkein by the machshava shlo lishmo. Then when the Torah says shlo lishmo is a psul by korban chatis, it means if b'shas shchita you had a mind to do this shlo lishmo, or b'shas the kabbal, or b'shas the loch, or b'shas the zrika. But the fact that you have in mind to make the zrika shlo lishmo b'shas you're doing the shchita, where shlo kasold even by kabbalas it does not passel. So Mor says now with Tzricha, we need the machlekes there in both places, both over here by Avoy de Zara and by Kabonis. The Yitma Bovelon over here by Avoy de Zara could be B'hokom Rashim Melokish Meshum the Chutz Mipnim Layafinim. Only by the Machshavas of Avoy de Zara, the B'shash Shchita of the animal, you have in mind that later you plan to do this Rik L'Shem Avoy de Zara. Here Rashi Lokish says, the machshava is not pasul, it's not called an avodah zarah, it's a kosher shchita. Why? Because you do not learn out chutz from pnim. Avo pnim mi pnim, eim a model of Rabbi Yochanan. But by kabonis, that's a korban chatis, we have a mind, shleil lishmo, b'shas the zrika, b'shas the shchita, you have a mind to make a zrika, shleil lishmo, maybe there Rosh Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan. So I need the machlokes, no, even by kabonis Rosh Lakish holds, you do not learn out from machshavas pigel. And we eat mabahach, if we would have only learned the machlekes in Zvachim by Kabonis, I would have thought the same, maybe he come Rabbi Yechonin. Only by Kabonis, like by Korban Chatis, does Rabbi Yechonin say that you could be mechashiv me'avod la'avodah. So even though you only have a mind to make this rikish lo lishmo, but since you have that in mind, b'shash chit, it passes the Korban. Avo b'ho, but now a case of a chulin, we are shechting the animal, and the shchit has no machshava. You only have a mind later to do a zrika l'shem avoid the zorom. Aim a moide l'ed reshem v'lo, maybe moide t'reshem v'mesh lakish. Tzricha, that's why I need the machlokes in both places. Machlokes in v'yechna v'mesh lakish is a machlokes even by kochim and even by chulin. The other Gemara says, Moshe v'r sheshe, sheshe v'r sheshe. So it says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Yossi says, Kal v'choyim had gorm, how the Kal v'choyim no? Well, ma b'mokim shemach shava poiselis b'mogadoshim madich by kobonis. That there is a psal of machshava, whether it's a machshava, machshava's pigol, or machshava shleil lishmo. Still ain't hakel her lechelach acheroivei. Who could make this machshava? Only the one that's doing the avodah, the sheikhet or the kohanim, that are doing the avodah, the kabbalah, the zrika, or the aloha. If so, mokum shein machshava pasalas pechulin, a mokum where the machshava does not pasal. Usually by chulin there's no psul shloi lishmo or psul pigal. If so, enadin isn't the svar to say shloi yeh yakul hulach el racher ashechit, that avad, even though there's a machshavis of avodah zorah to make the animal into an avodah zorah, still who could have that machshava? Only the yovid, the one that's doing the shechita, not the bailim. That's Rabbi Yossi's kal v'chaymah. Now, mayein machshava poiselos b'chulin. What does Rabbi Yossi mean to say that by chulin there's no machshava that passes? Let me, if you want to tell me, loy posel klal, there's no machshava at all. El zvicha de'avodas kechovim de'misas so'echim ishkachas lo. If so, like, how do we ever have a case that the behema becomes an avodah zorah? We know there's such a lack of zvicha. So if you shecht an animal, the shame avodah zorah becomes also by no. But she says, "Kaminim sechet avodah zorah, tak ruve savores kechavim, mikre zivche meisim, the cold zivche meisim, the rosa bano." So how does it ever become rosa bano? It's a regular behemoth schulin. Elamayit must be with your machshava. That if a shash chit, if you have in mind to shecht l'shem avodah zorah, you make this animal into a tak ruve savores zorah. So pshita, there is a psul machshava by chulin. So what does the Yosef mean to say? There's no psul machshava by chulin. Elab shita or Rabbi Yosef meant to say was mi avoida li avoida, from one avoida from shita to another avoida. Vashi elab shita ho ein machshav pasels b'chulin means avoid la avoida koma. Vachi koma, this is what Rabbi Yosef means to say. Oma b'mokim she machshav pasels b'mukdoshim. Madach ka b'chulin, madach by kodshim, by korban. Where there is a psul of mi avoida li avoida, where b'shash chita, if you have a mind to do something wrong with the zrika, that machshava does pass on the korban. Still, ain hakol holach eler achar ho'ived. Who could have that machshava? Only the one that's doing the avodas, not the owner. If so, mokem shein machshava b'selos b'chulin me avoida li avoida. By regular behemas chulin, even though the machshava l'shem avodah zorah passes the behema, but that's only if you have a machshava b'shash shchita to make the shchita l'shem avodah zorah. So if you have in mind b'shash the shchita that you plan to make a zrika later l'shem avodah zorah, that does not pass on the avodah. Ela rather b'yosi avodah, there's only a psul machshava avodah zorah on the avodah that you're doing, on the shchita that you're doing. That's Rabbi Yosi's kal v'chaymah. If so, ainu din, isn't it a svara to say shlo yehei hakol holach ela racher ashechid, that avadom, that the whole machshava should only go boss of the one that's doing the shchita and not boss of the owner? That's Rabbi Yosi's kal v'chaymah in our Mishnah. If so, the Gemara says, Pnim kashlo shirim melokish. On Pnim, on Karbonis, it's a kashlo shirim melokish. There was the clear Rabbi Yosi clearly holds, Rabbi Yosi holds in the Mishnah, that by Karbonis, we do say the machshava helps, mi avoida li avoida. And Rabbi Shimon holds, no, even by machshavas kodshim, a machshava shlel lishmo, if you have the machshava b'shash shchita to do the zrika shlel lishmo, does not pass according to Resh Lakish. So chutz a kasha and Resh Lakish according to Rabbi Yosim li sirkas panim, and chutz kasha le Rabbi Yechanan, it's a kasha and Yechanan. He holds Rabbi Yosim clearly that by chutz, by a machshava of chulin l'shem avodah zorah, the only psul is b'shash the avodah itself, but not mi avodah li avodah. And Rabbi Yechanan holds that you learn out chutz mipnim, that you do say machashrim mi avodah li avodah even by chulin. So chutz akashin both according to Resh Lakish and to Rabbi Yechanan from Rabbi Yosi. So we're also like this. Bishleim apnim Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish lakasha. I can understand the teretz that it wouldn't be a steer according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, even though he says that pnim by karbonis you cannot be mechashrim mi avodah li avodah. It's only a special svara by pigel, but not by a machshava shlo lishmo. I hear Rabbi Yosi says you do say it. So I'll answer you. Ha mekami de shmiyim Rabbi Yechanan, Kola Bosa de Shemir Mareb Yechanan. So Rashi says, it could be that the Rish Lakish first said, you cannot be Mechashiv by Karbonis Me'avod Avodah. That was before he learned this Mishnah from his Rebbe Rebbe Yechanan. And then he argued in Svarot, they said that no, you don't learn out Kachim from Pigal. But Einachanami, after he learned this Mishnah from Rabbi Yechanan's Rebbe, and he heard, Rashi says, it's not only as far as Rabbi Yechanan, but rather it's a Mishnah that says like this, Einachanami, then Avada Rish Lakish could be, would also agree to say that you would be Mechashvim Yavoid Levoidom by Karbonis. So Kit said, Aloch of Rabbi Yehuda is not such a kashan of Shimon, and Echonami of Shimon said it before he learned this Mishnah. But Elochutz kashal Rabbi Yehuda, Makopor to kasha on Kwanzaa of Yehudan. Rabbi Yehuda knows the Friyemis that you do say Mechashvim Yavoidli Avoidah, even by Machshevis Avoidah Zorah, by Chutz. And here Rabbi Yisrochur is that's the Chavachim that you do not say the Machshava Me'avoida Le'avoida by Chutz. So my answer is who Moisav Lavu Mefarakle. He asked the question and he answered the question. And it's talking about Be'arba Avoidus. Now that's what Rabbi Yisrochur means. It's the Chavachim. He means from the Dalar Avoidus. But Enochnami, you could be Mechashvim Me'avoida Le'avoida. That Itak agrees. But after he says the Machshava is not passed by Chulin, that means the Dalar Avoidus. The Hokikom, and this is what it means to say. Uma b'makim shemachshava pestels the mukdoshim b'yarba avoidus. We know by regular korban, or let's say korban chatis. If you have a Machshava shmo, it passes. Whether you have this Machshava b'shas the shchita, or b'shas the kabbalat adam, or b'shas the holochas adam. Or Vishasta, Zrika Saddam, join any one of these four avoidus, the Machshav apostles. Still the locker is Einakol Holochecha Ela Acharoi Vein. Which Machshav apostles? Only the Kohen or the Sheikh is doing the avoidus itself, but not the Bailim. The Bailim's Machshav is not passel by a Korban. If so, Rabbi Yosef's Kavachimer is, if so, Mokoin, Shein Machshav